KQ4ZYX, KQ4AIZ. ZYX, KQ4AIZ. KQ4AIZ, clear.
4AIZ, KO4.
KO4ZYX.
Affirmative,
KO4ZYX. I'm sorry, can't say 10 codes on this. 2 meters. Just wondering how your day was going. I figured I'd reach out and see if you're mobile.
I'm mobile. I got me a little new handheld. I got an Anytone 878 that I put in this repeater the other night trying to get used to the software. And it's working pretty good for me. How about yourself?
Radio in your house?
Negative. I got a new little handheld. But yes, I'm about to be putting a base station at the house. I'm actually up in TR right now at the base of Paris Mountain.
Yeah, it took me a little while to get used to the software for the power works that I have in the house, but I like it a lot better than the software that came with the TYT.
Yeah, the TYT that I have for my 9800, I'm actually using Chirp for it, but this Anytone is not supported by Chirp. Over.
Thanks, Red.
Copy.
In there and stuff. There's a little bit more static behind you on that one.
That I'll stay on the Anytone, man. I got static on my end behind you. I don't know if it's me or if it's you. But yeah, I'm just sitting up here. I'm actually looking for standing up on Paris Mountain from where I'm at.
Reason this radio always has some kind of static behind it. I don't know why. But it doesn't matter what channel I'm on or whatever, there's a little bit of static behind this radio.
That's your base station there at the house? Over.
Like, it being within a close proximity of power supply, maybe it was causing an issue, but I separated the two, and it still seems to have some static in there somewhere.
I might be totally wrong, and if anybody else is on frequency, they can correct me if I am wrong. But you may want to try a ferrite choke between your power supply and the radio. Over.
One in the cart to get. I just haven't got it yet. That it actually goes in between the line and stuff, so I'll probably plan on getting one of those for the base and trying to eliminate some of the static that is always following me.
Roger that. Well, I'm going to get back in here for just a minute. It's good hearing you on the radio. I meant to get back with you the other night, but got busy with other things and just straight up forgot to get back with you. But we'll get in here and kill a little bit more time at this location I'm at on the clock, and hopefully get to go home when I get done. Over.
Be safe out there, and we'll talk at you in a little while. It'd be KQ4AIZ, and I'll be clear.
Good talking to you, brother. KO4ZYX, monitoring.
AIV, I believe. This is AC6IW.
For AIZ. Is it Z? Is it a...
KQ4AIV, this is AC6IW. Alpha Charlie 6, Indy Whiskey. Yeah, I heard the last little bit of your dilemma or whatever with possible RFI. Tell me what it is again, and I'll tell you kind of what I've done on my end.
Said every, it doesn't matter if I move the radio or separate it from the power supply, shorten the power cord or whatever, I still get static following me around. And it was suggested that I get a baritone for the power wire.
How much power are you using and what kind of an antenna, and do you pick up the repeater pretty well, or am I wondering if it also what kind of coax are you using with it and how long is it?
It is 25 feet, it's RG8. I can't really pronounce the name of the antenna that I'm using. It's 6 foot. Mounted to the eave of the house. There's the dual band antenna. And other than that, I don't know what else is will be causing it.
Is everything grounded well?
Everything is really grounded well.
With your, I think you mentioned that you have your computer hooked to your radio. Does it happen when it's connected or not connected? Because they make, I don't know if you've got one, but I have a Mac and a Yaesu FT991A, and they make a USB cable that isn't too expensive, but it's got a ferrite core on both ends of it, and that supposedly knocks out RFI on the USB. But if your computer is connected to it, it might be getting in through a cable or something too.
For AIZ, no, the computer is not connected to it. It's sitting beside it, but I don't know how much interference that would cause. Apparently, it's just a little bit of static that I just can't get rid of. I'm going to try the ferrochoke on the power wire and stuff and see if that'll help.
But, I mean, you said that you were going to order some ferrite cores, and that's not too expensive and might fix it. I heard also that, like, if your ground lead is too long, it can, like, maybe resonate at a frequency that might be pulling something in. But on my end, when I'm listening to you now, it just sounds like you might be a little bit weak hitting the repeater. So you might be in a low spot that's not reaching it as much. How much power did you say you're using?
50 watts. And I am in a hole surrounded by trees. So, I mean, hitting the repeater, I'm in West Union, so it could just be the static from the repeater that well.
I'm in Greenville. I'm kind of near, if you know where the Sims Library on Pelham Road is, or I'm kind of close to 385 and Rover Mountain Road, just a little bit north of there. And I'm in a hole to try to reach Mount Mitchell repeater. I can pick it up scratchy and hit it, but I think it's just my location, because I'm kind of like down in a lower spot and the mountains that are up above are kind of blocking it. So I'm going to try to mess with that, and I'm probably going to a solution I'm going to try is maybe a directional antenna. What I'll probably do is use that and point it right at Mount Mitchell. But something like that might be useful to you, or just somehow getting more gain. Are you able to receive the repeater pretty clear?
Part I am. Some people come in with static. I know during like the 2 meter check-ins and stuff like that, every night, that most people are clear, and I'm receiving you well, but there's some static in there and stuff. So I'm just saying, I'm thinking about just changing antennas and getting it up there a little bit more, and because I had the same problem trying to hit Anderson, and Anderson repeater is closer than the Greenville Caesar Head repeater to me.
You can get more height, or you know, like a antenna that's got more gain on it, that would definitely help. My situation is that really can't put any any antennas outside visibly. So we've got an attic that, and part of it is super tall. I think it's like 14 feet. And so I put a 10-foot, I forget what brand it is. It's like, maybe it's Diamond, I think, or Comet. It's either Diamond or Comet. And it's like a 10-foot tall dual band antenna. And then at first I used the RG8X coax, about 50 feet of it, to get it from where it is in the attic down to my radio. And then I went and I got some RG213, which is like a better coax, and the difference was big, like really a lot clearer, stronger signal. I could hit and receive certain things I couldn't get before. So if you only have 25 feet, it might be 25 feet of maybe like some other kind of cable might actually give you even a little bit more better signal too. And then if you can get more height on it, that'd be cool.
Where the antenna is to the radio is 25 feet is like perfect for me. And where I have to mount the antenna and stuff is like, I can't get any more height unless I get a longer antenna.
W-D-8-R-O-N.
It's called on the way.
W-D-8-R-O-N. I'm monitoring both of you. I'm getting a sound that sounds like a bug that's in my house that's flying around, a heavy beetle that's trying to get out. And sometimes I get it from both of you. On the repeater, are you hearing it from me?
No static, nothing. You're coming through on my KQ4AIZ.
Put that in because it sounds like a bug that's in the house that's trying to get out, a large beetle or something like that. And when I unkey my mic, I get a little bit of it on this end.
A little bit of background noise on you. I don't know. I'm not hearing it on the guy from Union, but I'm hearing it on the last guy that checked in. It was AC6IW.
Your transmission also. At the very end, when you unkey, I get it buzzing on mine. I turn the volume down and don't get it. So it sounds like something beyond both of you.
One thing I was going to say about the antenna before I forgot, I wonder if you could get more height if you put a mast on wherever you have it mounted on your house and then put the antenna on top of the mast. I don't know if that's doable with the way it is, but I've done that before at a different place.
Mount that is right there on the corner of the eave and stuff, and I'm going to mount, I'm going to go from a 6-foot antenna to a Tram 1481, which is a 17-foot antenna, so I'm hoping that will definitely cure my issues as far as hitting the repeaters and receiving KQ4AIZ.
Sorry to cut off the other guy, so let me try to see if I can hear you on the input on my radio. I didn't even try that yet. I don't, you might be too far away to do that, though. I'll switch over to the input.
KQ4AIZ. When I get the new antenna and stuff, I'm going to, like, run the ground a little bit better than what it is now and everything, but the antenna itself is 17 feet, so I'm really hoping that's going to cure my issues.
I'm sure that will probably help a lot. I don't know if it says, do you know how much difference in the gain it is, like how many decibels?
It's a 4-decibel difference. The new antenna is 4 decibels better than what I have now.
That should be pretty good. I don't know. I guess I'd probably check your coax, make sure that the connectors are, if you soldered them or whatever, that they're done well on both ends, and that the ground stuff is done right, and everything in the antenna is put together snug, because maybe something slightly loose, that might do something. I don't know. Other than that, I bet you, if you're in a location that's kind of down, that might be the biggest problem. It's pretty hard to fix, but I mean, maybe a directional antenna would be the last thing to do, but, you know, you might not be able to, you might have to switch between it to reach the other repeaters. In my location, I can reach Anderson pretty well. I just can't reach Mount Mitchell, which I really want to be able to hit. I reach it, but not very good. Can you hit that repeater? AC6IW.
I tried to hit Mount Mitchell. I've tried Hendersonville, and I'm not hitting Hendersonville from the hole that I'm in. But once I get, I believe once I get the new antenna up and stuff, I'll be able to, like, hit the other repeaters that I'm not able to at the moment. Because, I mean, there's just so many trees and being in a hole. KG4AIZ.
You should try Mount Mitchell, because if you can hit it, it's got really big coverage. I think it's like the highest point on the eastern side of the United States, and I think it reaches into like Kentucky and Ohio and a bunch of states. So if you can hit it, it's got super broad coverage.
Mitchell in repeater book?
It's in the repeater directory, but I think it's listed as like Asheville or something like that instead of really where it is in Mount Mitchell. I think it's part of the radio club that's out of Asheville. I mean, I'll put through my radio and see if I can tell you the frequency so you can, and the call on it, so you can look at it. Well, give me 1 second.
Get him back.
Mobile, it is 145.19 with no tone.
With the Mount Mitchell repeater, I could actually bring it up with my handheld, with a longer whip on the handheld, out beyond Fountain Inn. I'm trying to think of the name of the town. Lawrence, like almost to Lawrence. It's like pretty crazy. I didn't know I could bring it up with my handheld.
And what was that frequency again? It was 145.19. What was the rest for no tone?
19 KO4IYC.
Very much. KQ4AIZ.
So for your computer, it programs your radio, I'm guessing. Does it have a way that you can search the database? I use something that's like RT software or something like that, and I'll set my zip code and then punch in like a 20-mile or a 50-mile radius, and it'll pull in all the different repeaters, and then I can just go through and what I've done is I pull them into my radio, listen, and see if I can hear them or bring them up, and then I delete the ones that won't work, and then it's much easier to program my radio.
I really haven't played with my radio enough to know how to do that with all that. So I don't know what it will as far as run or not.
Are we the one that said you bought the Anytone radio? AC6IW. I lost you. Maybe you didn't hear me or doubled with me. AC6IW.
For AIZ, I was just trying to hit the Mount Mitchell repeater. So I'll probably have to wait until I get that other antenna.
Help you out. What I was starting to say to you is, were you the one that got the Anytone radio?
Negative. That was my buddy Daniel. He has Anytone. I have a PowerWorks DB750.
the app radio. Is it? I'm assuming it probably has memories in it. Do you know how many it has?
750 memory channels, but it has like 200 things that can be you can store frequencies in.
Has do you use this primarily at your house?
It's just something to get into to try and get some of our friends that are an hour or so away from us and stuff to be able to communicate, getting them working on getting their ham license, and so we can all get on here and have other forms of communication other than just picking up a cell phone.
So if you wanted to try this way, what I was mentioning before is that there's probably a couple different companies that make software, and I think most all of it allows you to search the repeaters in the different area. And hold on, I've got a package I could get. I'll be back in a minute or two.
T4AIZ.
I just got a package from Northern Ireland, two ribbon microphones for some of my audio recording stuff, and it was dropped off on Monday, was picked up a Tuesday, and made it here all the way from Ireland. So that was pretty impressive. Today is, what I was starting to say is if you have software that you can search the repeaters in the area, like this one that I use is called RT Systems, and it I do it for my Daisu FD5D, it's like a handheld, and then also what I'm talking to you now on now is the FT991A, and you can search the repeaters that are in a certain radius. And what I've done is, like, I'll pull them into the radio, and I'll try them to see if I can hear them or reach them. And then the ones that I can't reach, I delete. And then I've gone through and changed the order of it. So I have my favorite ones higher up in the list. Like, I usually listen to this repeater more than anything else, so I have it on memory one. And I think mine can do groups or banks like you're talking about, but it doesn't have as many on the 991A. I think it only has like 100, but on the handheld, I think it has 900. So I have those kind of grouped out in by location. So if I go to Charleston or Charlotte or Atlanta or Hilton Head Island, I can switch to a different bank, and then I don't have to remember. I'll look it up in the repeater book. I have a repeater book, you know, but this is, when you're trying to program like a whole bunch of channels, it's much easier to do it that way. The software is not very expensive either.
Yeah, I just found in the software for mine where I can do a repeater book search. 100 miles of my location, and I could add them, or it just put it up in a separate tab so it didn't mess with anything that I already had open. But I still don't see that. I did a 100 mile radius, and it pulled up repeaters. The only thing that I didn't like, it has under the call sign, call sign and stuff, so I would have to, like, go through and figure out which repeater it is so I could recognize it when I program it in. KT4AIZ.
AIZ, this is AC6IW. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Mine, I just let it do the call sign, but in the when you import it in my software, I could select the location, but on the handheld, I have it to where the banks are, like, named with, you know, like Charleston or Hilton Head or whatever, so I can figure it out that way and just know that, you know, that I've got a bunch of them, and then after a while, I start to figure out which ones I want to be on.
Yes, to, like, actually figure out what it can all do and stuff. So just sitting here messing with it now and everything, and brings all kinds of repeaters up. So I'm going to have to play with it and probably program a different bank with all these other channels, and that way I can switch between the two and I know which one I'm on.
I have a bank for, I haven't done this on my 991A, but I was thinking about setting up to where I could have a bank or some kind of like asterisks or two asterisks or something, so that I could know like certain ones that are for weather emergencies or something like that. So if we have bad weather or something, I remember which one to go to, because I know there's at least one or two repeaters that are for that service that people are involved in. So, I mean, there's certain things like that as you play around with it, it'll start to figure out what you want it to do. And if you've got that many memories, you can think of a lot of different ways to sort it out and make it to where you can quickly use it, because, you know, trying to, you know, it would work if we didn't have power or something like that, but you got a computer or something, it makes it a lot faster to do it and change it and revise it and stuff. So I feel like I'm constantly revising it every month or so. I'll look through and say, eh, I'm going to get rid of this and see what else I might add in there. And I've changed some stuff, which I can, on the 991A, it does HF, so I've some different frequencies in there for, you know, like monitoring emergency air disaster frequency and some other stuff where I can just flip through it or have it scan, and then if I hear something, or I have like Donaldson or Spartanburg Airport programmed in there, so I can hear some of the stuff from the tower, and since it's hooked to another antenna, I can pick it up pretty good.
I'm going to sit here and play with this for a little bit and get off the airwaves for a little bit. And it was good talking to you, and appreciate your insight on the antenna and everything. And we'll talk again later. This is KQ4AIZ. I'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, I'm gonna play around a little bit. I got a few minutes for us to do something, and I'm going to open up this microphone, these microphones, and look at them. I think they should be okay, but I just want to make sure that they're not damaged. I don't have time to mess with them yet. But have a good rest of the afternoon. KC6IW, 73.